can't wait.
I got to imagine, well, Chaz, of course, Chaz Palminteri, the brilliant, brilliant actor, writer, producer, director. We know he loves that song. Here he is, dear friend, the great Chaz Palminteri, the summer wind, Chaz. Top five for you?
Ah, that's a great song. Hi, Bernie. Hi, Sid.
Hello, Chaz.
You know, listen, I feel a little guilty. Last week, we brought on your friend Lorraine Bracco, who you know very well.
Yeah.
And we brought her on because last week was the 30-year anniversary of Goodfellas. And it got me and Bernie and Bo and a bunch of people in a discussion. What's a better movie, Goodfellas or The Godfather? And it occurred to me, we're kind of missing one in the great mob theme. What about A Bronx Tale? That belongs in the same exact conversation, no?
Well, they're all good movies. They're all great movies. You know, I think they're all. Anytime you get a list of top movies like this, these three are always in it with Donnie Brasco and a few other ones. So they're all great movies.
No, they are, and that's very diplomatic of you, Chaz Palminteri, who did write the A Bronx Tale, and it's about you essentially. And you're growing up, your youth in the Belmont section of the Bronx. Now, listen, Chaz, I know we were talking about the restaurant business here a little bit earlier, how they cannot pay, 87% of restaurant owners cannot pay the rent. You own a restaurant in Manhattan. And by the way, you're opening a restaurant in White Plains as well. Yes. Tell us about both of those things, how it's going for you in Manhattan and what you're doing in White Plains.
Okay, well, in Manhattan, we had like one of the top Italian restaurants for the past 3 years there, and we still do. Obviously, we're not doing, you can only do 25% now at the end of the month, and we've been serving outside business, and we've been doing, just barely surviving. We don't have many tables outside,
Right.
But the food is so great, people still want to come, and they can't wait till it opens, so we decided because of so many people love the restaurant in the city, we're going to open one in White Plains. So we're opening another Chaz Palminteri, same menu, but this one's going to actually have coal-fired pizza.
Oh.
The one in White Plains, 264 Main Street. In late November, we'll be opening. So we're excited about that. And
good for you.
We're taking it like, we're hoping that, you guys were talking about, the real key, Bernie, and you said it before to Sid, is adaptability. The way you get through life is you have to adapt. If you adapt to anything that life throws you, you'll be okay. Psychiatrist said the number one thing that makes people, that gets you through life is adaptability. Mm-hmm. More than anything, you got to adapt to the times. So we'll be okay. It's a tough time right now, but we're going to be fine.
Absolutely.
Just keep on breathing. That's all.
Yeah, well, that's why I go to the doctor now every 3 weeks. Hey, tell me this, Chaz. Rudy Giuliani's on this show quite a bit. Rudy's become a very, very good friend. And
yeah,
he is great guy. Sports enthusiast and loves the Yankees and the Giants. He has stepped away. He won't watch sports now because of all the BLM stuff and the kneeling and all that. Me, on the other hand, I hate all that stuff. I talk about it every day on the air. I tweet about it every day. But I love sports too much. Great memories of me and my dad, Chaz, like you and your dad, and even me and my son, Gabriel, that I still watch. I don't watch that part of the action, but I still watch the games. Where is Chaz Palminteri? A bigger Yankee fan maybe than Rudy Giuliani. Where is Chaz Palminteri with sports?
I watch the Yankees. I watch
you
the
do.
Yankees
okay,
all
good.
The time.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, I can't help it. It's in my blood. When they were losing, now God, bless it. They went on a 10-game winning streak. I mean, they lost to Boston, but, I'm watching them. I can't help it. It's in my youth. It's in my blood, just like my dad, your dad, my dad. We watch it. I love baseball. Baseball is my game.
Listen, the story that you told me and then me and Bernie, you told me first in the Joseph Abboud store, where you will go to the highest section at Yankee Stadium and see a little boy there, maybe Gabriel's age, with his dad, and throw him a baseball. You remember, what did I do when you told me that story in the store? I started to cry.
Yes, you did. You did have tears in your eyes.
It's a beautiful story.
And I kept that, I did that for years, and I never said anything until Ray Nerone, the wonderful guy who works for the Yankees, great guy, and when he knew I was doing that, he goes, why don't you put this on Instagram? I said, I don't know. And then that's it. He blew it up, and now people know about it. But you know what? It's okay, because I enjoy doing it for the kids up there. I go up there, and you know, I know they would never get a ball because I never got a ball up there when I was with my dad. So I would give them a ball and sign it and take a photo. And it's I don't know, it just makes me feel like I'm giving back to somebody. It makes me feel good.
Chez Palminteri on the Bernie and Sid Show, opening up a new restaurant in White Plains, Chez Palminteri, yes. Italian restaurant, 264 Main Street in White Plains. Chez, you also play a character named Shorty on Modern Family. Has that been put on hiatus? Have you been taping episodes? Or?
Actually, Modern Family's finished right now. It's all done. It's actually finished. I start work again on my new TV series, Godfather of Harlem, with Forest Whitaker. I start that in October, so we're starting that again. So that's good. I'm really excited about going back to and doing that. It's a great series on Epics. And I'm really looking forward to it.
I think Bo was in that, too. Fun. I think Bo Deedle did a couple of episodes of that.
So.
I think he did. Yeah, Bo Deedle was in it. You have Vincent D'Onofrio, Paul Savino.
Wow.
I mean, really a great Giancarlo Esposito. Just is incredible in it. So it's a great, great cast. And we're very, very excited to go back to work in October. You know, it's been crazy. You know, this virus thing has been crazy. But I really think that the country's got to open up again and we have to start. Because I think they have a handle on it now. I mean, look, I'm not a doctor, but I see a lot of people, catching it. But a lot of people not getting sick. I think they take care of it right away. And a lot of people not dying, you know?
Right.
So I think that's a good sign, and I think we'll be over it. I mean, it's going to take a while. I mean, you got to wear your mask. I wear my mask all the time. I caught it. I was nothing. I was asymptomatic.
What? You were fine. And then your beautiful wife, Gianna, she had it, right?
She had it, but she went to the hospital.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
This is early on. She went to the hospital. She had double pneumonia. But my son had it. We all had it. And we were all asymptomatic except my wife. And
well, not all of you. You had it, Gianna and Dante, but I don't believe your beautiful daughter. Is she in Michigan, by the way? Is she there?
My daughter's at the University of Michigan. Yeah, she tests negative every time. We don't understand it.
Gabrielle.
My daughter Gabrielle. Yeah. I mean, she's been tested 6 times. People in Michigan, a person in Michigan had to get tested negative. I don't understand it. We were all like scratching our heads here. And so... it's pretty amazing, yeah. Yeah, my son Dante, he had it. He was the same thing, asymptomatic.
But
hope we get over this.
So. We'll be over it. So then with that said, and Bernie talked about you opening a new restaurant in White Plains, a restaurant in the city. You'll be doing, I'm sure, your one-man show of Bronx Tale, which is still, and I say this every time, not to blow smoke up your butt, I mean this. It's the most unbelievably great act you'll ever see anywhere in your life. Just imagine Chaz playing every single character you see in the movie. He plays everyone on stage, and he carries it off brilliantly. Yeah. That's how good that show is. Do you feel like New York City is going to get back to where it was? Are you optimistic? I'm starting to become that way because lots of folks think this city's dead. It's never coming back. What does the great Chez Palminteri think?
I think the city will come back. New York is too great of a city. It will come back, but it's going to take, I think it's going to take a little time. I don't think it's going to come back overnight. I think Broadway is going to take a little time to come back before people actually come to New York, get on a plane, come to New York and go see a Broadway show. I think that's going to be a while. I'm realistic about that.
No, you're right about that.
Look, it's all tourism. New York, Broadway's all tourism. You have to have people coming from all over to come see Broadway, and I think that's going to take a while.
And they got to get people back in the office buildings, et cetera, et cetera. It will take a while. I say it starts on November 4th. The reopening begins in earnest on November 4th, and then we'll be good. But Chez Palminteri, I love your optimism, and 264 Main Street in White Plains, the new Chez Palminteri restaurant. Congratulations on that. It's coming in October.
Well, thank you. So many people have been asking me about my one-man show, Sid. But if they go to my Instagram, you'll see, or chazpalminteri.net. That will tell you all the dates. I'm booked all next year.
Oh, you are?
All next year. Because all the dates I had this year, they moved it on to next year.
Right.
So, I mean, through the whole year, I'll be doing the show 2-3 times a month in different places, different cities. So if anybody wants to go on that, they can see it.
I'm going to go, and I'm going to pick the most exotic place you're going to be, because I've been to the one down in Florida, which you know I love Florida.
Right.
But it's the most exotic place you're going to be. And I'm going to go with you, and then I'm going to spend time tanning by the pool by the day and then watching you perform at night. How about that?
That sounds great, Sid. And Sid, the reason why you're tired, I was the same way. Well, my dad passed. It's a feeling. You know, you get that. You don't realize it, but you're a little depressed. And when you're depressed like that, you just it just takes a little life out of you. But you'll come back. You'll be fine.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Chaz. We love you, Bernie and I. You're the absolute best. And continued success with your show, your restaurant, everything you do. You're the absolute best. Thank you, Chaz.
God bless, guys.
All the love.
God bless, Chaz. He's been listening. He's been listening all morning. You heard me. You know, I'm tired and all that stuff. He listens, Chaz.
Wake up.
Wake up.